Tara Vandeveer joins us on Sports Byline USA. Of course, inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, 26 seasons as the head coach at the Stanford Cardinal. In the last 5 years, she has taken the Cardinal to the Final Four. Tara, this is the off season for you, and I know you've been doing this for a long time. I know the intensity of a long basketball season. What do you do in the off season to kind of recharge the battery?
Well, Ron, right after the season, we're busy actually with recruiting, getting our camp ready, working with our players. We're on a quarter system, so we don't finish school until June. But once we're really, we're winding down right now, getting into finals, dead week in finals. So now I'll have a break for a week. I'm going to take a vacation. Then we have our camp and recruiting, and then August is my time to kind of get away and recharge. But I also like to spend time in the off season watching a lot of video, getting ready for next year. So kind of always looking forward.
You know, you've been doing this for such a long time. Did you come to a point where you realized you have to have balance in your life in order to be a good coach the next season?
I did, Ron. And I just feel like there's just, different times in your life you do different things. I think I pretty much went 24/7 when I was a little younger, especially with the Olympic team and, just kind of trying to get Stanford up and running. But now I've always had great assistant coaches, and I've been surrounded by a great staff. But now I think the most important thing for me is to be really enthusiastic, very excited about the season. So rest is not a four-letter word. I do take time. I've only got a certain amount of tread on my tires, and I really try to do things that I enjoy. As far as I know, this is my one life, and I want to live it fully.
You and I share a lot of the same philosophies, and I know at this point in my broadcasting career, one of the important things is mentoring young people, and you certainly have done that, much like Bill Walsh has done and did when he was alive with the assistant coaches and how they went on to become head coaches in the NFL. You certainly have done that with your assistants. Tell me a little bit about the importance of that, and what is it that you try to do as a head coach when you have assistant coaches under you in order to mentor them?
Ron, I think that's a great question. We need young, women getting into women's basketball and getting those coaching jobs as people like myself retire and, go on to new things. What I try to do, number one, is be really specific about kind of the vision that I have for our program, and our assistant coaches buy into that vision, and I think they learn a system. They learn a formula for how to recruit, how to coach on the floor. And then I give them a lot of responsibility. My assistant coaches are, two of them are former head coaches. So, they take on a lot of responsibility. I'm not a micromanager. I really like them to have a lot of input into what we do and how we do it. So when they are a head coach or when they move on, it's not like a shock to their system.
You have had former players come back and be assistant coaches with you, and I would think it would be a little bit easier for them, Tara, because they played under you. They knew what to expect. But is it a little bit harder for somebody who you bring in, say, who has been outside the program, didn't play for you?
Ron, I think you're exactly right. When I have former players, someone like a Kate Pay or someone I've worked with a long time, like Amy Tucker or Bobby Kelsey, who I coached, and Julie Plank I coached, and June Doherty I coached. These are people, I don't have to finish sentences. They already know what I'm thinking, and it makes it kind of quick. And sometimes it's hard when you have a new coach. They're a little bit on the outside of that, and I have to be, I have to be sensitive to that and make sure that I'm really including them and following their input as well.
You mentioned about your clinics and everything that you have, your summer camps, and I'm interested in what you're seeing in the young basketball player going into your camps, both male and female. What is it that you see today, Tara, and how has that changed over the years?
Ron, again, I think excellent question. As far as the young athletes, a lot of them, honestly, they don't have enough variety in their lives. They play too much basketball. Some of them also, they play in systems all the time, so they're not as fundamentally strong as we like them to be. And we really focus a lot. I mean, a lot of times young players and even parents, they don't like the word fundamentals. They think that they're somehow above that. But in truth, they are not they can't handle the ball well enough with their left and right hand. They're not good shooters. They're not good passers. They're used to maybe running plays, and they don't really know how to play. So we try to really encourage. You know, they don't go out to the playground as much. They don't go just play pickup basketball at the gym or at the rec. They're always in organized sports, and I think that in some ways, as good as organized sports are, it also is a hindrance.
Do you have to break a lot of players' habits? And I'm not talking about in your camps so much as when you get them into your program, or the athlete that you get into the Stanford program, are they pretty much along the way with not having those bad habits?
You know, I think there are some players that either do have bad habits or they're not, they've maybe grouped their shot away that they can't get their shot off in college. But I can't change it during the season. That has to be something that they make a commitment to in the off season.
You know, I want to ask you about the NCAA tournament this past year. The last 5 years, you've gone to the Final Four and have not come away with a championship. And I know you to be somebody with great pride, and I know the frustration. What has that frustration been like for you, Tara?
You know, well, I think there's some years, Ron, where, quite honestly, you're just like, I'm amazed that we're at the Final Four. I mean, like this past year, we lost two starters to the WNBA first-round draft, Jeanette Poland and Caleb Peterson. Our backup point guard was a senior. You know, if someone had said, you're going to, win over 30 games and go to the Final Four, I would have said, you're crazy. But we had Nneka Ogumike, who put her team on her back. And we hired a new strength and conditioning coach who really worked people, got them in great shape. And our freshmen were fabulous. They really contributed. We had six freshmen. Unfortunately, two of the freshmen got hurt. But people like Taylor Greenfield, who's from Iowa, Bonnie Samuelson from Southern California, they really contributed. Amber Aranj from Houston, she was fabulous. So, we played a lot of young people. But I think some of it is just the culture at Stanford. There's really a confidence and a culture of success that is through the athletic department that, no matter who we lose, we're always just going to try to get better have a chance at winning again.
Are you the type of coach and person, Tara, that while you'd be disappointed about not winning an NCAA championship, if you knew you got the very best out of your team or it exceeded expectations, that you can live with that a little bit easier than having a team that did not play up to those expectations?
You know, Ron, I feel for the most part, maybe there have been some isolated incidents of where I have felt, wow, we underachieved. But really, for the most part, I feel like with the Stanford admissions, the way they are, and just all kinds of, different maybe challenges that we have, I feel like we've overachieved. And, it's exciting to coach the Stanford athletes because they're so driven, and they want to do so well. Sometimes we are limited a little bit, and then sometimes you have some injuries that you can't control.
Yeah, I don't want to put down other programs because I have a lot of respect for any women's basketball program around the country. But I remember my conversations with the late Bill Walsh, and he said to me, Ron, the athlete that we get at Stanford, we're able to do system-wise and play-wise a lot of different things that you couldn't do at just a normal university. And what he was referring to is how smart they are academically, how they're able to take in multiple inputs and everything. Have you found the same thing, and are you able as a coach to do some things maybe at the Stanford program that maybe you could not do, not because you couldn't get the athlete you want, but it's just not the same atmosphere?
I'm not sure I agree, and I would hate to contradict Bill Walsh, who I have, the ultimate respect and admiration for, and just, loved him so much. But my experience is that when I've coached USA teams, I think a lot of it is the expectation you have. When I coach USA teams, I expect the same commitment intellectually to the game, the concentration, the focus of, how we're playing screens or, whatever mental part of the game. And, I've coached maybe, some great, great players. Actually, I feel like there's certain things you can't do athletically at Stanford. That no matter what, you know, the speed or whatever, you know, some things you're just like, you better have a good scheme because it's not going to be roll the ball out there basketball.
We're getting ready for the Olympics, of course, over in London. And I'm sure this time of the year when it is an Olympic year, you kind of let your mind go back to 1996 when you were the head coach of that team. And a lot of people say that was the best ever assembled women's basketball team. You went through the year 80-0, win the gold medal in the Olympic Games in Atlanta. When you reflect back and think about that, what are the memories that you have that mean so much to you, Tara?
Well, you know, Ron, you're right. You know, every time, you know, with the London Olympics coming up, I can't believe it was 16 years ago that I had the 96 team. And what a fabulous, fabulous group of women I had. Lisa Leslie, Teresa Edwards, Dawn Staley, Katrina McClain, Jennifer Azey, Ruthie Bolton, all these women, Cheryl Swoops, they're Hall of Famers. They're just fabulous, fabulous women. And can you imagine traveling all over the world, over 150,000 miles over the year, going to Russia and China and Italy a couple times, everywhere, Australia, and not have a single issue with a single person because their focus on the gold medal was just so intense that it was an incredible year. We worked very hard. I think that, you know, I took them to the brink. But they really responded, and like you said, you know, going undefeated, winning the gold medal in Atlanta was an incredible accomplishment and thrilling to be part of that.
One of the things that I respect about you, Tara, and the accomplishments and why you're in the Basketball Hall of Fame is the way you know how to motivate players. And I read a quote by you about Dawn Staley when you were coaching her on one of the national teams. You said, "I was really hard on Dawn. A lot of times great players get the worst coaching because no one will tell them what they need to work on." And I thought that was not only insightful but interesting. Explain a little bit more about what you were talking about.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, a great high school player, you know, their high school coach runs plays all around them and, you know, might be intimidated almost by their best player to make corrections, you know, afraid they might transfer or quit or something. And the same thing on the college level. You know, you're so thankful you have a great player that, and I found this out, like, one of my early years in coaching at Ohio State with a young lady at Angel who is a great, great player. And I realized, wow, I was sugarcoating things. I wasn't being as tough on her as I should have been. And I changed with her, and I explained it to her. I just said, "You're going to get my best coaching. You know, you're a great, great player. And so you're going to hear things, and I'm going to be tougher on you than anyone." And that's kind of how I think I got, my philosophy from early on in my coaching. And what happened, like, as an example, with a player like Lisa Leslie, I told our team with the Olympic team, I said, you know, anyone that doesn't sprint back, I'm going to take you out. And that made sense to everyone. And on the jump ball, Lisa Leslie did sprint back. And so I had someone go right to the table to take her out. And she had she was in shock. But I think it really helped her, you know, to just hold her accountable.
I love what Katie Steading said when you did that. Coach, are you sure you really want to do that? You got to face her eight times.
Yeah, that was true. Yeah, because Lisa was just going to USC, and I was going to play against her at least eight times at Stanford. I couldn't think about that during the time coaching the USA team.
Do you find that great players like to be pushed that way, that anything less than that would probably be disrespectful to them?
I do. It doesn't mean in berating them. I'm not in breaking players down or berating or in any way, you know, making them, taking away from their greatness. I'm more into building up, encouraging, being positive, but being honest, you know, being truthful and, you know, not sugarcoating things. And athletes know, you know, people know when being straightforward with them. And I think as a coach that, you've got to be that way. You know, sometimes you have to make some hard calls that, you know, are tough things to do at the time, but are best for the team in the long run, things like that.
Tara, I got to tell you, I always enjoy our conversations. They're so insightful, and I always get such a strong reaction when you and I kind of chat about life and about basketball as well. Thank you very much for your time. Take care, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Ron, it's always my pleasure.
Tara Vanderveer with us again. She was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, fine coach at Stanford for 26 seasons. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.